Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Wing Chun by Design podcast. Guys, today's topic is talent versus hard work. See, I get new students coming to my school all the time, and I can see it in their eyes and with the questions that they ask is whether or not they're talented, right? Whether or not they have the goods to, you know, learn Wing Chun. And I want to share with you this quick story. Out of all the many years that I've been teaching martial arts, only a small percentage of people that have come through my front door have actually been talented. Those type of students that you show them a technique once or twice, bang, and they get it. They can execute the technique at a very good level, and they've only seen it just a few times. But you know what? On average, those students don't last very long. Now, why? I think because they know they're talented, and most probably they've been like that their entire lives. So in school, they will try out a sport, they can pick it up quite quickly, quite easily. So they don't really push themselves very hard because they say, I can already kind of do this and execute that better than most people. So they don't have that drive that really pushes them to excel. However, on the other hand, most people that learn martial arts, at least from my experience, they may not have as much talent as those naturally gifted students, but they enjoy the training. They train really hard and they try their best every single time they come to class. And you know what? Those are the students that excel. Those are the students that take their skill and bring it to that next level. I see it time and time and time again. So the reason why I'm doing this episode is because I wanted to share with you that story. Because if you are one of those people that say to themselves, well, I'm not very talented, or I find it quite difficult to learn this technique, or I've been, you know, struggling with that combination or this kicking technique or whatever it may be, just keep at it. So with this episode, I want to share with you a few key points. Number one, trust the process. So if you're my student and you come to my school, you need to trust what I am teaching you and how I'm teaching you. So that way, when you put faith in the process, you let go of any obstacle you may have within your own mind that will, you know, stop you from reaching your goal. So number one, trust the process. Number two, drill, practice, and work hard. So that is, whether you're at the school or at home and you want to, you know, allow yourself to practice, it's not the quantity, it's the quality. So let's say you want to drill techniques at home and you've only got 10, 15 minutes. You can do a lot in that short amount of time, right? If you count, say, 100 reps for any given technique, you'll notice that you can do 100 reps, say, within a minute, minute and a half, or even 2 minutes. So imagine how many reps you can put in when you're working out for 15 minutes. Okay, so I know most of us live very busy lives, but you can squeeze in 10, 15 minute workouts to help you take your technique to the next level. And when you do that, guess what? You start to feel good about yourself because you see the progress. And the key is that progress. Okay, with progress, you will always reach your goal. Now, work hard whenever you're at the school. When you come to train, I'm happy for all my students to make friends and, you know, chit chat before or after class or even during class a little bit. It's good for the spirit. But when you drill, when you practice, work hard. Doesn't matter what level you're at, whether you're at level 1 or level 6, work hard. Then another key point is always have the beginner's mindset, okay? I use this concept all the time with my own journey through the martial arts. So every time I go and see my sifu, I always come with a beginner's mindset because it's him that is imparting the knowledge, right? And no matter how long I've been training under him or how high I've got my skills, I always have that beginner's mindset. So whether he's correcting my technique or teaching me something new, I always look at it like a great opportunity to advance my knowledge and my skill. When I'm teaching myself and I'm teaching my students, I see it immediately with their attitude. I can tell when a student has the beginner's mindset because they don't have that ego. So I can teach them, I can correct them, whether they've been training with me for 5 months or 17 years. The students that go a long way always are open for my feedback, right? And it's not criticism, it's feedback, because I really, truly want you to go to that next level and I really want you to be the best you can be. So anytime I'm helping you and correcting you, it's just because it's coming out of love, right? And on the other side, I can already see students when they start to get a big head, right? Their ego is in the way because they think they already know. And when I come, you know, to correct them, the usual answers that I get from the, oh, yeah, I know. Or, oh, yeah, I know that, but. Or, but if I do it this way. So those are the common answers that I get from students that already start to, you know, get their ego a little bit in the way from learning and from taking on board what it is that I have to offer. And another very important key point is do not compare yourself to others because you don't know their journey. You don't know their level of experience. You don't know much about them, right? So you are doing yourself a disfavor if you start to compare yourself with the person next to you. You are comparing yourself to the unknown. So the most important thing you can do is just keep focused on progress and your own experience, your own journey. All right, because you can be your best ally, but at the same time, you can be your worst enemy. All right, so look at me as someone who can help you during this process, during this journey. Okay, and if you always give yourself room to grow and you give yourself that encouragement and you celebrate your small victories, that, trust me, is the winning formula. Okay, and you will always outperform the so-called talented students. Okay, now if by any chance you are one of those talented students, if you add hard work to your talent, then you become unstoppable. Okay, then you become just a class of your own. Now, I hope this message helps. I hope this episode helps you with your Wing Chun journey. And guys, that's it for today. If you like this video and you're watching us on YouTube, please click the like button, share it with a friend. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and check out some of my other videos. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive comment there. It would help me a lot. And that's it for today, guys. I look forward to seeing you on our next episode.